Hey guys, this is what you call pre-roll before the podcast. I don't think we've ever done this, or if we have, it's very rare. What I wanted to do this week was divide our South by Southwest trip up into two parts, because on Tuesday this week, we're not going to be able to do a live show, as Matt and myself are covering the Between the Buried and Me show at Canton Hall in Dallas. And you'll be able to see photos and a written review from Matt coming up this week on blitzweekly.com. And if you're in the mood to come out and see me play some bass guitar, you can come see me on March 22nd at the House of Blues in Dallas with a band called Bones from the UK. Doors open at 8, or at 7. Show starts at 8. On March 23rd, I'll be at the Swan Dive in Austin with Anatomy, Memory Keepers, and Katie Rain. And on March 24th, Three Links in Dallas with Clover the Girl and Sudi. And this is all, I'll be playing bass with Jesse Fry. So it's not metal. It's fun. Pop rock sensibility. So come on out and enjoy this first part of our little journey down the South by Southwest. It's a little weird. It's a little all over the place. You can turn it into a drinking game with how many times we use the word so. And I'm not going to vouch for the audio quality. So enjoy.
The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi.
Hi, Becky.
You're listening to show 253, the Jerry Jonestown Massacre does South by Southwest.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre hijacks a boat.
We hijacked a boat? And if you're going to talk about this, you need to talk into your microphone, sir.
Yeah, 252. So we're on 253.
Yes. So, like I said, show 253 is Jerry Jonestown Massacre does Austin.
Are we going now? Or are we going to do in three?
No, two, I was already
one.
Going.
We're in Austin now. We're going to recap our weekend. The Jerry Jonestown Massacre stabs a ship captain.
Well, wait a second. This is the intro.
Oh, so we don't get to that yet?
No. So we're recording our intro as we pull out of Austin.
As you swerve off the lane.
And we are headed towards the highway, headed home at 4:12 in the morning.
Because we have things to, fatherly things to do tomorrow.
We do. So, what you're about to hear...
Shit!
...is a bunch of shit. It's a hodgepodge of our entire weekend, from the showcases we covered, to random people we ran into, to music and audio of the bands that were there, and a whole lot of other just hodgepodge. I mean, we even have Miss Nude World... Rain. We have a full interview with her.
Did?
You just sat across the table from her when I talked to her for like 30 minutes. Miss Nude World, Miss Nude International, Miss Nude Natural. All natural.
Like natural peanut butter.
Yeah, natural boobies. So...
So are we? Have we started the show? Or are we going to do it in 3, 2, 1? This is the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast show and do the Happy Tuesday thing?
No, this is already the beginning.
We've started the show?
Yeah. That's why I'm talking about all this.
Okay, I'm just a little foggy here.
Yeah, when I hit record a minute ago, I said this is the intro.
So we're not doing like a warm-up or anything and wait until we get on the highway. We're starting right now as we drive to the highway.
Yeah, and then we'll do it again. We'll hit stop, and then we'll wrap everything up.
So should I say Happy Tuesday and all that?
Nah.
We didn't talk about any of this stuff. Like, I don't need to say Happy Tuesday, Marlon?
No.
Or Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot?
No. We're rolling. I mean, we're just doing it.
Freestyle.
Freeballing. So.
No show notes.
No show notes. So, here we go.
So, we had a lot of pictures posted, I bet, if you want to see some of these people that we hung out with, right? You did Instagram, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you do, I did some snapping, if you want to look at my story on the snap.
Well, they're probably gone.
Oh, does that? No, they don't stay?
24 hours, they're gone.
Yeah, I'm not good at snapping. Anyway, if you
Instagram, they stay around.
Okay. But can I transfer from Snap to Insta?
I don't know.
Does that only go one way?
I don't know. I've everybody I know that is
Snap
was hardcore about Snapchat has now given it up. It was fun for a while, but now there's no reason to do it. You can do all that shit with Instagram.
So I should just do what I'm doing on Snap on Instagram, and then it'll be more of a better documentation of what a fuck-up I am?
Yeah.
And trying to do the Snap thing?
If it's show-related, you can just switch to the show account.
I don't claim this show a lot, especially this weekend. There was a lot of people that asked me questions about this Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast, and I just kind of shrugged.
So,
I don't know, man. Some fucking Fort Worth thing.
All right, so.
So, I'm going to try to go and look at the pictures that you posted to remind me of the cool people that we met. But I guess we should start off on Friday's trip down, or do you want to go to when we got here?
No, we're going to play the audio now that we have recorded, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the wrap-up. So, here we go.
Did we record any audio?
Okay.
Hi. We're on a river in Austin. Yeah. It's a good time. Good time's great taste.
The new Nashville Riverboat Showcase.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
South by Southwest. We haven't recorded anything yet. You know that, right? No, we haven't recorded anything up to this point.
Yeah. No, it's been lose. We've lost. And apparently Duel's pissed at us. The real L.
Because we accidentally saw the one with one L.
They think we're cheating on them. We're not cheating. I promise. Those panties? Those weren't dual panties. From my truck? No. Those were 2L panties. Those were y'all's panties.
You didn't mean to accidentally scrape that 1L off of... I gotta go upstairs with you.
Oh, wait.
With the drone.
Okay, I'm gonna walk up the stairs while potting. I don't know if this is safe. I mean, I like to have a good time. Drink beers. So there's another man with an upright bass up here. They look rad. And I lost my pod partner. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. The man, the myth. How are you?
Guys, I like the podcast. No, good, Aiden.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, our host of the weekend?
Yes.
Do you remember what we did last night? And how did we end up on a boat?
Bad choices were made all around.
So we went to the Lost Well, I kind of remember. We went to Vegas Live or whatever. That's a
I think we started off at Craftsman. Then we started off at Craftsman. Then we went to Stay Gold.
Saw Henry the Arch play.
And then we went to the other spot with the Thrasher Vans.
The bad part of town. We went over there and got some packages.
Yes. We had to keep the night going.
Yeah. Which it did keep going.
Yeah, for quite a while.
We ended up at a gentleman's institution. Or, not just, well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it
is.
Yeah.
A gentleman's institution. Your bar, the Yellow Rose, it was awesome. And now we're on a boat, and I don't know how we got here. And Dustin keeps yelling at me about potty.
And there was a roof in between there.
Yeah.
Construction.
Some fuckers got on the roof and started beating the shit out of it. I'm still angry. So this is cool. We're floating down. Is this a river?
Yes.
What's the name of this river?
It's Lake Austin.
You guys know the name of this river?
The Colorado River.
So the Colorado River we're on, and we're floating upstream, I think, towards DFW.
Like a Vikings cruise.
So here's the problem. If I'm a kayaker or a canoer that's in front of this, I get anxiety. I'm fucking freaking out because there's a big boat coming down the road or the river. Wouldn't you just mail it in and pull over here and smoke weed and just watch it go by?
It's like an ambulance coming through. It's kind of giving the right of way.
Yeah, I'll give you a little visual for the listener. There's like 7,000 canoes and kayaks in front of us, frantically paddling faster than us.
Scurrying.
Makes
away.
Me nervous. I like to have a good time.
Spot, you're talking about getting nervous.
Okay, now Dustin's gonna put the podcast one. This is the JJTM pod one.
Lay your hand flat.
This is gonna be dicey. We should be videoing this.
Pod 666.
Should be videoing this. The name of it is JJTM Pod 36. It's about to go up.
Ready?
Here we go. We're going up for launch.
Be cool.
No sudden movements, okay? And we're off.
It would be cool.
So there goes JJTM Air One. In the air. Air One to Mission Control. We have liftoff.
Air 6G.
JJTM.
Keep an eye on it.
Now you've created a crowd now that's waving at us.
Why's he yelling at me like my dad?
Sir?
Why's he yelling at me like my dad?
Which one? Dustin or her? I don't know, man. We're trying to... Yeah, do you want... Dustin, do you just want us to leave? We can't really leave, though, because we're on a boat.
Look at this technology right here.
There's a band playing. Our hippie buddy is here. I forgot the name of his business. He gave me a charmkin too.
It's
like a charm.
Pache. Uma de Pache.
Right? Uma de Pache's here.
Yes. Paz de la Huerta.
Paz de la Cayeta La Boca.
Get him to record some audio.
All right, I'm gonna get some video, or some. I'm gonna get some audio. There we go. Sneaking it up.
Sure, just played downstairs. I didn't get to hear him, but he's amazing, right?
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hold up the podcast, R2-D2.
This is the title track off our most recent
album. This is called bootlegging.
It's kind of crazy.
Bootlegging these guys. They don't know I'm about to do this.
Somehow this our album.
I'm going to raise the microphones.
When they find out the highest paid podcast,
we're probably good there. See that? That's when they rope it off for me and you. So I like the women that are going by on the bikinis too. That's rad. That's what Fort Worth needs more of is this. Yeah, the Trinity. You just gotta dodge the dead bodies,
the needles,
and the the packages.
It's called All American Mutt.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna lift this up. This is for you.
And brunettes, rainbows and rednecks. Good thing we're in the land of the free. We got Scottish, Jewish, Christian and Buddhist, and that's just the branches of my family tree. So here I stand in these jeans, all pants fed on this stream. I wear them on my face. There's so many claws from which I'm good. Just call me an All-American mutt. We got Republicans and Democrats, and they get along like dogs and cats. There's all kinds of crazy in my crowd. And hippies, and they're all somewhere within me. And I may not be perfect, but I'm proud. I'm proud.
outsiders, lovers and fighters. Footprints made by every kind of shoe. We may not all agree on the colors that we see, but they all make a big red, white, and blue. So here we stand.
South by Southwest, we're on the Colorado River is what I was told. I don't know if that's true. Is it? I don't know if this is the Colorado River, but we're having a good time. We're floating around Austin. We're watching the band. What's the name of the band again?
This is Jamie Kent.
Jamie Kent, he's awesome.
He's the one.
He's the one that invited us on this boat. But we're Jeremy and I are tripping out by the kayakers and their stamina. If it were me, I would just throw like a trolling motor in the bag and then fucking and put it on the back and then start cruising up the river, but
we're not, Jeremy's got another plan. We're not going that fast. They aren't going that fast.
But here's, we had the Dustin approach. We said if Dustin had a kayak, he would get the drone, tie a string to it, and have it power.
Yeah, I think that would
bring
work.
The big drone out.
Or what we could do,
get some horsepower out of it.
What we could do is make just tie a rope to that guy that we saw with his dick out driving through the park.
Yeah.
At the dock, a totally nude guy. Oh, you weren't here, were you?
Oh, I missed it.
That was the first thing we saw at our event here, was a guy cruise up on a bike while we were putting the step and repeat up. Balls out, dong, and full UV. No thong at all, man. He was on his bike. No, this guy was pure nude, pure man nude.
Was he wearing a MAGA hat like Dustin?
No, and he looked proud. Like, he was just proud to be schlonging around.
Those fine, white cock and balls.
Yeah. No, it wasn't great. Like, he had some landscaping he needed to do before he went on the bike ride.
Mistake number one.
But I didn't want him. I was like, dude, that's
who am
balls.
I to judge?
Yeah, I'm not going to judge. Like, I go through those phases where I don't trim shit up. Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about that a while ago.
Yeah. Hot.
It is hot. I think I'm going to go back downstairs, too, and shut this stupid mic off and talk downstairs for a little bit about pod. If that dude lets me downstairs.
So this boat has two levels. The top level is where all the weeds, the hot level and the pot. I was going to say the pot level, but hot, too. It rhymed. Now we're on the bottom level. And, I don't know. I don't know if this is safe. Is it? So, this is installment number one of the riverboat ride. We just saw, man, a really good act. And I got it on audio, so hopefully people will hear it. And I get it. I get it, you know.
You like standing around.
I like to have a good time, man.
That doesn't really, really trust him.
No shit. I barely want to put my phone down. And he puts a $20,000 camera down. And I get it.
I like getting stuff going.
I used to be a photographer. I know. Yeah, I get it. You know.
Water that it's lying to us?
I had a Kodak 110 Express Edition. Yeah. And I understand photography, but I wouldn't leave. Man, this is the second time I've had to tell him about his camera. It's just sitting here.
Irresponsible. But when you had the highest paid podcast in Fort Worth, you can afford that.
Yeah, he makes money from photos and stuff. I mean, I've told him three times. I don't know. I get it.
Guys, I get it.
It's just easy.
It's the easy way, you know? No one wants to. It's a Friday. You know, no one's working today. It's South by Southwest weekend.
You know, it's half, everybody's got a half day. It's Hawaiian Shirt Friday, and fucking, I go on a boat, and some dildo left his Nikon on the table. Don't do that.
Nikon D750.
A Nikon D750 on the table. And I get it. It's getting close to
break time.
Springtime. There's boobs out. And, man, I used to lay pipe. You know, I fucked back in the day. I fucked.
Been known to fuck.
I crack a brew here and there, you know. But this is irresponsible. That's a college tuition right there.
Fine.
Just sitting on the table.
That's a whole village in Africa.
Yeah.
For a year.
I feel like we should watch it now. But I'm not.
I get it.
Record our conversation?
Yeah. So, we actually sponsored the Riverboat this year.
Okay, right
so
on.
Jamie is one of Gary's friends, and he's been on tour with them and really supports what they do.
Awesome.
And we just had an opportunity to come and be a part of it.
This has been so cool.
It's really neat.
It's a great idea.
I know.
And it gets everybody out and in the sun, and you know, it's just a great idea for sure.
And you know, this is the first year they've actually had two riverboats.
Okay.
Because they've had so much demand for it.
Well, so meaning the one that's going on right now, and then the one that'll be later tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. This is their fourth year. Jamie Kent is the one that started this. This is their fourth year. Obviously, after this year, I think things are going to get a little. Like more, he's growing up with the event, which
Absolutely.
Is really fun to watch.
It's growing.
He's done a great job winging it on his
Absolutely,
own.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, like,
well, I mean, through all the whole process of when we got the email, all the emails so professional, so put together,
oh, yeah.
so like, you know,
yeah.
exactly down to the hour of how things were gonna go.
He
so.
Definitely knows what he's doing, but yeah. it's like kind of at that point is growing pain. So it's at that point where it's like, okay, you know, it's the next step. You
yeah.
have so much talent. You have so many great friends. Like, they need more time to showcase what they're about, what his band is about.
Absolutely.
Where he can kind of let go of operations and be an artist and just share his music. I think that's probably where it was born from.
At
so.
The same time, helping other musicians
yeah,
as well, which is so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love it that the downstairs is all acoustic.
I do too, yeah.
Something so intimate about being here, being close to somebody, having access.
In your face, like, yeah.
yeah. And you're connecting with the music, you're watching the artist. I mean, concerts are one thing, but you're watching an artist perform, you can feel the energy.
Absolutely.
Being,
well, that's
you know,
what everybody who's a concert goer wants, you know, is an up close and personal experience
yeah.
with the artist.
Yes.
And
what's
your name
again?
Truitt.
Yeah.
When I say.
So we're watching Sinead O'Connor.
What do you think of her, man?
Cool. Looks good posthumously.
Yeah. She's doing a good job with her set. I wonder if she's going to do any of the zombie.
She probably does the Cranberries.
That's her closing, right?
Yeah. I like Sinead. I've always have. She's better with her hair, too, by the way.
Yeah. That looks good.
Yeah. So we're about 10 knots above, wait, kilometers north of downtown Austin. We're doing about 30 knots down the Colorado River. We should be striking land, I guess. Is that what you say? Arriving? Landfall? We should have landfall or what? About
making landfall
in probably 30 minutes or so. So, and that's where Dustin will be setting up his autograph booth
Ninja
and
style.
signing autographs. Oh, we're at the Ninja Style Bridge, which is a train bridge, right?
Yes.
It runs through Austin. And then there's this weird looking building, like something that you would see off a Fallout. And you said that's the old power plant?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Probably.
You think there's ever been a body caught in there?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right, so this is your progress report from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast show. We hope you're having a good time.
Damn, cigarette boat one. Or
yeah, cigarette boat one.
JJTM.
Blunt boat left one. Cigarette boat.
Blunt one.
Yeah. We're listening to music and podcasting. So we're still on the riverboat excursion ride. Is that what we're calling it? The Jerry Jonestown Massacre riverboat excursion?
Yeah.
Can we call it that?
We've commandeered this boat. I walked up to the captain. I said, I am now the captain of this boat.
Yes.
And we took it over. So now we're just...
We stabbed Captain Phillips in the fucking neck.
Yes.
And that, now we are the captains of
this
boat.
We're trying to find something to ram it into.
Yeah. So we have new friends that we met today from a band called Truett. And they're from Atlanta. We know this place. We've heard of a band called Mastodon.
Baroness.
Well, are they out of there? Are they out of Atlanta?
They're from down south. So.
Anyway, and we have Truett of Truett with us. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. We're on a boat on a river in Austin, Texas. Life is good.
Yeah. What do you think of the showcase?
I think this is an awesome showcase. It's out in the open. The sun is shining. Everybody's having a good time drinking. Music's awesome. This is one of my favorite showcases this year, for sure.
How many have you done so far?
I have done. This is our fifth one, and sixth is tonight, and that'll be it for us.
Where are you at tonight?
Tonight we're at the Red Shed Tavern, a little bit outside of the city. It's called Texas Indie Fest, and I think we go on at 9:50. We're headlining that one.
Nice. And then that wraps up your South by South.
That wraps up South by, and then tomorrow we leave bright and early for Fort Worth, Texas.
Our homeland.
All right.
Where do you go with this place?
Yes. We're playing Magnolia Motor Lounge.
Where do you know that place, too?
9:30. And then on to Memphis from there, and Nashville, Knoxville, and possibly Asheville. The gig has gotten moved around, and then back to Atlanta for a little bit.
Is everything out there named Ville?
It's the Ville Tour.
The Ville Tour.
We started out, we left Atlanta over a week ago, and we did Houston, and we did Fort Worth, and then we came here to Austin. We're going back to Fort Worth for another show, and then Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville. And we're supposed to play Asheville, but it looks like the show got canceled. We're trying to find another one last minute.
You're busy. That was the horn of the vessel that we took over.
Because now we're gonna ram. It looks
like
a swan.
We're about to run into a swan.
Oh yeah, there's a swan in front of us. So have you gotten beat down with questions about Rick and Daryl?
Rick and Daryl.
From Atlanta?
No, no.
The Walking Dead?
Oh, okay, Rick and Daryl. People always bring that up when I say Atlanta. I've seen one of those guys, Daryl, out and about, man. They live there. Yeah, well, because they film all the time. And I think he lives a little more on the south side. Yeah. But Atlanta has exploded with the film industry. I mean, every other person you run into. Yeah, it's great. It's very spread out. So that kind of sucks because you got to drive everywhere. And the traffic is, I mean, the only place it's got to beat is L.A. Like, it's rough.
I've heard it's gotten really bad. So you got a rock act, kind of singer-songwriter thing going, right? Is it just as big up there in Atlanta as it is?
In Atlanta,
the singer-songwriter genre is huge down here.
The singer-songwriter, I wouldn't say it's humongous. Hip-hop is definitely the king in Atlanta. And there is a great singer-songwriter scene. I brag on Atlanta all the time. We have some of the most talented artists there. And everybody's just trying to get out and spread their name and be heard, you know. But I'm surrounded on a nightly basis by insanely talented people.
So tonight, your act is a two-man act, right?
That is correct.
Okay. I was going to ask if you had a full band that was going to
play. I do have a full band. It's usually me, drums, and bass. We do a trio. And then in some cases, an organ player as well.
Yeah.
For this particular tour, we couldn't bring the bass player. So me and the drummer.
Which means they're locked up, Dustin.
The bass player's locked up?
Yeah.
In jail?
Yeah.
He actually had school. He's a full-time student, and
that's
so
what we call it too. Yeah.
School of Hard Knocks. It varies depending on the city, depending on the tour. I might have a 4-piece band, a 3-piece band, or it might be me, an amp, and a kick drum. Yeah. I did a whole West Coast tour in LA and Utah with me and a kick drum. So,
nice.
Whatever is the cheapest and whoever's ready to roll, because the train's moving. So get on or get out of the way. That's my motto.
So our listeners, who they go to SoundCloud, Spotify, where
Spotify,
you at?
iTunes, Amazon Music, Apple Music, SoundCloud, everywhere where you can listen to music, Pandora, I'm on there, and it's Truett. If you can't find it, it'll be Truett Official. But that's Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, all the music platforms, Truett Official.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for chatting with
me. Amy, thank you all so much.
Enjoy the rest of your time down here.
Thank you. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you all.
Reasons it just didn't something so wrong.
Carl's got one, I've got two.
The sun rises in sets, and he still ain't single yet. And you're just left alone with the voices in your head. Go get back to bed, he ain't good. Don't play the key. Baby, she's got the crown. Honey, she holds a key and a side piece of paper and a diamond ring. And that's all you need to know where you stand with the married man. Don't tell your friends, tie up all your loose ends, get out, go out, you can, if you can. The sun rises and sets, and he still ain't single yet, and you're just left alone, with the voices in your head. Girl, get back to bed, he ain't good. So don't play the keys. Baby, she's got the crown. Honey, she holds a key and a signed piece of paper and a diamond ring. And that's all you need to know where you stand with the man. And maybe we both want what you can have. You're willing to take some good with the bad, but baby, you know you're worth more than that. He ain't yours, so don't play for keeps. He was messing around, and not his missing piece. Takes us a piece of paper and a diamond ring, and that's all you need to know where you stand with the merry man. Oh, oh.
Ship still. We've commandeered the ship, Emma. I don't know if you know this.
I don't know if you're taking it over.
No.
We're driving it. Can't you tell?
We stabbed the captain. And
oh, God.
We're in charge. This is our ship.
It is.
I actually made a comment. I was like, we don't need a South by Southwest boat tragedy today. Yeah. So hopefully we're in good hands.
I think we got it under control now.
What if we do this?
So have you, what have you been doing this weekend? Is this, how many stops is this for you?
Would you like to introduce her?
Emma, last name.
White. Emma White.
Yeah, Emma White.
I know she's from Nashville and resided in Baltimore for a while. Well,
that's what I read on the back of her...
her tattoo?
Her Topps rookie card when I turned it over, her baseball card.
Baltimore Oriole fan.
The ERA was rubbed off. What was your ERA?
She didn't know. She's like, what have
Not
I got myself into?
Yeah, what have you got?
So what have you done this weekend, though, so far? You playing dives after dives, or...?
I have two shows. This is my first South By. I had two shows... this riverboat show, and then I'm playing a full band show tomorrow at Cooper's Barbecue.
Full band's here.
Full band. Okay. Yes. And then I did a panel at the convention center.
Those are fun.
Yeah, what was your panel about?
It was about Time's Up, the whole movement with Time's Up and Me Too.
Oh, we talked about that.
We're familiar with that.
Yeah.
We've heard about this.
Hopefully you're very supportive of that.
I don't know. It depends on what time of day it is.
Oh, God.
It depends on where
you're talking to the wrong girl. And we're near a body of water, so...
I know. I can throw you in there.
We're just doing what we need to do to stay alive.
Yes.
So the panel.
Yeah.
And then you did a I guess this is a riverboat?
This is a riverboat.
We're on a riverboat. We're on the Colorado River.
Yeah.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Hey, guys, real quick. Can we take a moment of silence? We're passing by the statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't like joking around about Stevie Ray Vaughan's death, but you can.
He's right there. Shine some respect. Okay, now we can talk.
So what's up after this? You going down up to Fort Worth or any shows?
No, I'm going back to Nashville, actually. I've been out for like a month, and I was in Charlottesville, Baltimore, L.A., Denver, and now I'm here, and now I want to go home.
A lot of musicians we know who are doing that. They do this little tour thing that leads up to South by Southwest, and then they go home and take a break.
Yeah, it was actually completely unintentional.
Yeah.
But it just happened.
You warmed up.
Yeah. And I haven't played this much all over until this year, so it's like a good...
Yeah.
I'm like learning things. I'm like, oh, I need to get better at that, all that kind of
stuff. So where's the rest of the band right now?
They're playing a bunch of shows with people.
Oh, yeah, here picking too. Up shows?
Yeah.
Are they, like, feeling like, what do you call them, studio musicians, like studio guys that bounce
they're
around?
Live, they're live guys.
They're live guys?
Yeah.
So they just bounce around?
Yeah.
They have Nashville, too. That's cool.
No, they're actually based in Austin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I lucked out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my Nashville band is also on the road with people, so it's just hard to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one question about your set. You had a song that you said you threw together this morning. That was a husband song?
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Is that just a shtick, or you really did put that together this morning?
Oh, no, I didn't write it this morning.
Oh, you were just working.
I wrote it about a month ago, and I woke up. I thought I had to be here an hour later than I actually did, so I was... Anyway, I played it for my sister, and she really liked it, so I just decided I was going to do it today. But then I forgot how it went because it's so new, but it was all fine.
You got it, though.
Was it fine?
It
I was like,
it sounded great.
Okay, thank you.
We forget songs that we played for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that happens.
Wait, so you're in a band together?
Well, we have.
Yes. We have.
We're doing a podcast now.
Okay, cool.
And we're working on a new band, if it will ever get rolling.
The pirate band.
Yeah. Which would, this would be perfect for us.
Yeah.
We're taking our boat on the
Drag the Ocean show on that river.
So this is your first South by. Have you got to, when'd you come in?
I got in on Tuesday night.
Have you got to soak a lot of it up? See a lot of it?
Sort of, but it's this weird, like, I feel like I have FOMO, but I'm here because there's so much.
Yeah, there's a lot, and it gets overwhelming.
And then you're upset that you miss things. And
I always tell people that, like,
it's like a water slide. You just kind of go with it.
So yeah, yeah, you're right.
Since we're from Fort Worth, I always tell people, you know, kind of have a basic itinerary where you want to be at certain times, but not... Don't put it like, I've got to be here at 2 and here at 3 and here at 4. Be like, I'll be here at 1 o'clock and then I'll be here at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because you can't plan for South by. You just kind of roam around and run into things. And then you'll find something. You'll be like, oh my God, this is awesome. I'm going to hang out here for 3 hours.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it's a lot to soak in.
I know. And I prefer to not have to like run to each thing. So.
Are you good friends with Jamie?
I just met Jamie. My publisher friend in Nashville set me up with Jamie in this whole thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you had an excellent set.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much.
I hope you had fun on this boat.
I had so much fun.
Yes.
So nice to meet you guys.
Where can people come find you and check out your stuff?
EmmaWhiteMusic.com is my site, and I'm like, I'm on Instagram and all that, but also just my album's out on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere.
Just go grab it, pick it up.
Yes. Okay.
So, well, everybody go by there and check it out.
Yeah.
All right, so we're getting ready for the second cruise of the day.
Yes, we've stabbed the second captain that they brought on. Now we've taken over the ship again.
But we haven't left dock yet, so they could probably bring back another captain. But
we have a drone.
We do have a drone. But we are here with the inventor of the showcase, the creator.
Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Jamie Kent. I've never been called an inventor before. I feel a little extra smart today, and I appreciate that.
You should be. You're smashing atoms out here, getting everybody together.
That's what we do.
So, this is your fourth?
Sixth year.
Where did I get fourth from?
I mean, it's another even number.
Yeah. How'd you like this morning's cruise? How'd it go?
It was amazing. The bands killed it. It was hot as balls. And people were dancing and singing, and we were on the water, so the beer was flowing. It was another great boat.
So, what made you want to do a showcase like this on a riverboat? Because no one else is doing it, and you know in like 2 years, Sony's going to be here copying the same thing, and they'll have like a giant yacht that they brought in from somewhere.
Yeah, but we're pirates, so we're just going to take it over. Yeah,
we'll stab that captain.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we had come to South by Southwest for a couple years just as a band, and I was mostly overwhelmed by just the amount of running around and transients of all the venues and people coming in for 15 minutes and then having to get to the next venue, and it just kind of felt, you know, a little superficial, and I wanted to create an event that was an escape from that and where people were on the boat and they were paying attention and they got great music and they got free beer and free food. And everyone told me I was crazy the first year that no one would want to stay in one place for 3 hours. And yeah, now we have a line to the street, and that first year we had 10,000 RSVPs, and we're like, well, we're gonna need a bigger boat.
Anytime you can throw Jaws into something.
That's right. So yeah, it's
already a winner.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been doing it ever since, and we've found something that works. And
what better way to trap people to listen to your music? Like, they can't go anywhere. They're forced to listen to everybody on this boat, so it's a really good deal.
And now you've discovered the real motive.
That's why he's an inventor.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You're an evil genius. Have you ever had an incident? Like, has anyone ever fallen off or anything?
No one has fallen off. The knock on wood. The worst thing that's ever happened is someone's thrown up off the side of it.
Yeah.
But that tends to happen at South by, I guess.
Jamie earlier.
We poured in smaller cups the following year, and we were good. I think it was actually, we had this one weird liquor sponsor that had these little
shooters,
balls of booze, and they were a lot stronger than people thought they were, and that was the mistake. So
a jello shot.
Yeah, yeah, we're a liquor free boat now.
Okay, and so as far as you as a performer, do you consider yourself a solo act, or are you a full band entity using your name, or?
I am a solo act, but I also have a band that is like a family to me, and we've been playing together for 7 years, and take care of each other, and it's sort of a, you know, I do most of the stuff on the business side, so it falls under my name, but we, you know, they're like brothers to me, so, you know, we've grown together, you know.
And as far as touring goes, well, I guess, but did you come straight down to South by Southwest, or did y'all hit up any shows on the way down here?
This time we came straight out, yeah. We've done tours to and from, but this year it was just the way it fell in our tour schedule. It was like, well, we're just going out and back.
Seems like more of a headache, especially when you have to deal with putting together a
boat
show.
This zaps my energy pretty good, so, you know.
So is this it? There's nothing else you're doing down here?
We're doing a show in San Antonio as well. But we did a show on the rooftop of Whole Foods for the Southwest Invasion show they got there as well.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, that was yesterday. I become more selective in what we do just because this is occupies so much of my mental and physical energy.
When do you start prepping this event?
Usually in January.
Really?
Yeah.
When you get that
really?
Yeah.
That's a quick turnaround. That's pretty amazing.
I know. Well, the thing with the art on the artist side is that I like to kind of see who's coming already and then offer it to them, because it tends to be artists' favorite show of their entire tour, but they don't know. It's a strange enough thing that it's not going to be a reason people are going to come here, but once they're here, they're like, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to play on a boat. And then they leave and they're like, holy crap.
We played on a boat.
Now I want
to
do it again.
The musicians that we've talked to today said that it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like most fun part of coming down to South by Southwest.
I mean, you play on the water and you have an engaged crowd that they can't go anywhere. Right, so that's part of it. It's like a little mini festival. We have the band stage on top and the acoustic stage on bottom, and they alternate. People go get a drink, listen to one act, come back, listen to the other.
Although I would find it incredibly funny if someone just said, I can't take this music anymore, and just jumped off the side and took off swimming for shore or something.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I wanted to jump off and swim because I was so hot, but
yeah.
No, that was good. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is fun. We appreciate you having us down here and hanging out and interacting, catching you guys.
We appreciate you guys being on here and supporting us.
Where do you find the music of Mr. Jamie Kent?
Yeah, I'm all over the interwebs, but my website is jamiekent.com. That's JAMIEKENT.com.
You got Spotify?
I'm on Spotify and all those places.
Spotify,
yep.
Apple Music, iTunes.
Yep.
MySpace?
Yeah, yes, and Farmers Only as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Alta Vista, or what was it? Prodigy?
LimeWire?
LimeWire,
yeah.
I'll tell you one of the things
that torrent site. That's right. Imagine how fast LimeWire would be right now if it still existed.
Yeah. You know,
it used to be like dial-up. You're like, yeah.
It used to be a thing, like we used to joke with local bands up in Fort Worth, that if you show up on a torrent site, you've made it. Like,
right.
People are like, someone actually wants to seed our album. Yeah,
right,
like,
right.
They found it, and then you go in there and you see how many seeds there are and how many downloads there are, and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That's right.
That's cool. All right, well, we appreciate it, sir. We'll let you get back to
Hey, man, thanks so much, guys.
All
right.
So, we're waiting to back out of the port on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Cruise, and I get it. I get people like to come out here, you know, and have a good time. There's places.
People, there's things, there's ideas.
And there's ideas, but this is the third time, okay? Third time I've been up here, okay?
You know,
I'm trying to. At some point, you have to start thinking about safety.
You don't want people to get all. Have to start getting descriptive and using their action words, or maybe words that end in ly, or ing, and.
And I get it. I used to toss a few beers back here and there. You know?
We just gotta be proper. We need to be proper. Proper people.
I smoked the Mary Jane when I was a kid. I get it. Okay, but there's places.
Things and ideas. It's not a proper idea.
And this is the third time I've had to tell you about this. Okay, the third time. At some point, it gets redundant and stupid.
It is.
And I'm out. Shots fired. All right, so we're still in the port.
Basically, this whole little area.
Yeah, so we're waiting on people to move so we can move and they can move. That's what's going on. And then we'll move. Yeah. I don't get it. Everybody wants to party and go see some bats and stuff.
20 people back here.
Yeah, see.
Puts a few hundred extra pounds.
I'd probably just be stationed up here.
Yeah. So, you heard it. You heard what's going on, man. And man, we all like to go out to nature and party a little bit.
Jamie's coming for you guys.
So... I love you, Mom.
Huh? We're rolling.
What are you doing video?
We are.
Video?
No, I'm doing audio. I thought you meant rolling pink.
Yeah. We're enjoying a romantic moment.
You're the one with your arm around me.
Hey, ladies.
I guess I'm the little lady in this relationship. Matt and I are riding on a pedicab.
We're going by Lambert's.
We're going by Lambert's, and we're fixing to cross the bridge. First Street Bridge, because we got to go to the Hyatt. The reason we're recording this is because traffic is insane. And Matt thinks...
You have a good hitman?
Ah, yes. I got a good driver then.
These people don't give a shit, especially after they've been drinking. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Not getting hit.
All right, that's cool. So we're cruising. We're seeing the sights of Austin.
Crossing the Vaca right now, which means cow. La Vaca means cow.
That's what cow is? Spanish?
Vaca. Yeah. Port of La Vaca is port of the cow.
Port of the Cow.
Not to be confused with Hyatt de la Boca.
There's Mama Fu's Asian house.
Yeah.
You have any hot sports opinions about that?
No, I'm not a racist, though.
You were last night.
And I have anxiety still. I don't...
She's going to be there, you know.
No. But I stink tonight. Last night I smelled well.
I think we all stink. Today we rode on the boat all day. That's why we're in a pedicab, because our feet itch.
Yeah.
And our pants keep falling down every time we bend over.
Midlife crisis.
It's a full midlife crisis. So now we're going down
American
Congress.
Scarecrow.
If we're going to Congress, can't you see the Capitol?
This is where the bats fly.
Yes, the bats. Have you ever danced with the devil in a pale moonlight?
No, I have not, but I saw it today.
I think we just lost a gear.
Yeah, I think we're about to break his transmission.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Need to start pushing?
Oh, no. Oh, no. The drive shaft just fell out.
Yeah. You ever take this off any sweet jumps?
How many times have you said that today?
Yeah. It's a valid question.
It is.
Never know.
Yeah, they kind of stuffed me with a clunker this week.
Oh, this isn't yours? Y'all don't, yeah, no, they give them to you?
Good?
You good?
I was up there for a second.
All right. We'll do it again. Part two of our romantic endeavor.
Now we're crossing Colorado the bridge. The Colorado River. Lake Lady Bird. There's the boat we rode on all day today. So if you look out to the right, it has no meaning because we're recording audio. Uh-oh.
Drop the tranny again.
Dropping the tranny.
We're breaking.
Move out of the way, ladies. Get out of the way, ladies.
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey, guys.
We're rolling.
Look back.
There's the Capitol. That's where your Jim Abbott hangs out. Your man.
Yeah.
He walks those halls.
I kind of feel really? I kind of feel like Abbott right now.
Hey, y'all. Because you have two wheels on each side of you?
Yeah.
That's what I do, man.
Wow. If people could only see the, we should have gone, we should have rolled pink with our
hey guys, how's it going?
With video.
Oh, you want me to switch this to video?
You should.
So what did we do on Friday or Thursday night? We rolled into town.
Was it Thursday? Well, it was Thursday afternoon, right? As we do
yeah,
this
we
recap.
Got it. We hit some traffic and we didn't show up till...
Oh, and we're back. Happy Tuesday, Matt.
We went... Oh, happy Tuesday, Dustin. Happy Tuesday, Marlon.
Happy Tuesday, Marlon. Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot. Happy Tuesday, Rebecca.
Happy Tuesday, Rebecca.
Happy Tuesday, Becky.
Happy Tuesday, Becky.
Fuck off, Ulrich.
Happy Tuesday, Ulrich. And happy Tuesday to our guest.
Happy Tuesday, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Yeah. Jeremy, like normal, chauffeured us, or actually you chauffeured us around, but he told us where to go.
Yes, he was our navigator.
And the first place we rolled into was...
Jeremy was our...
got our bail.
He was our captain, our Austin producer in charge.
Jesus, sorry about that.
What is happening?
I don't know, man. It's late at night.
You need to control your scene.
There's going to be a lot of weird things like that that happen.
A lot of weird things. Because right now, let's confess, we are driving home from Austin. It's now 4:20.
We're on I-35.
On I-35.
Heading north.
Light one up for 4:20.
After a night of drinking. Except Dustin, of course. He's driving, so he didn't drink.
I didn't drink. I just am tired as I go hit over the...
I know. You've done that like 3 times. Are you sure you don't want to just rip over to a Buc-ee's and pass out in one of their toilets?
We could. I like this guy right here flying on the highway. Anyway, all right, so.
I'm trying to remember the first place that we went to when we rolled into town, and I believe it was Jeremy's house.
Nope. Oh, yeah, it was Jeremy's house. You're right.
And so we regrouped, put our faces on.
And we put
our makeup.
Did our makeup, got into our dancing clothes.
And went directly
our formal
to
dancing clothes.
The east side, right?
Went to the east side of Austin. The fun side of Austin. The Austin I like.
The common man part of
the
Austin.
The common man part yeah. of Austin. Not this douchebaggery 6th Street bullshit.
Which we...
Where... No,
we had fun in
6,000 rappers are. We were on the far west side of East Street.
That's where we started. We went to the Thrasher stage. They had a
Thrasher versus Vans death match.
Yeah. And if I believe, or I believe that's the, is that a, what, that's a venue, is that the Vans bar or the Thrasher, like, is that an actual bar?
It is.
Skateboard themed bar?
It is a bar, and Thrasher Vans took it over.
Okay.
They took it over and had their big shows there.
Was that just a South by Southwest thing, or they do that all the time now?
No.
Because I've seen Power Trip has played there too.
That's just for South by Southwest that they built all that out, because they took over like a half block. No. So they have a... How wide was that? About 20 foot wide?
Yeah, when they had several extensions on it, like the subvert where it goes beyond vert, and then they had like two, like a, that looked like a 10 foot extension, but there was extensions on the skate ramp. If you've ever skated, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It was kind of foggy and misty kind of out. It was a little chilly, and kids were ripping it up with their skateboards, listening to... Integrity,
the metal band Integrity. They were headlining that. We got there a little late. We missed Mothership.
Yeah, we missed Mothership, but we caught Integrity. Pretty much the whole Integrity set.
Yeah,
they were heavy. They're a hardcore band. I can't remember.
I kind of tuned them out.
I'm not sure what label they are on, but they put on a great show. The kids were into it, and they were skateboarding. And there was a remember that little kid that was skating?
That was a great show.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, for the kids. They were having a blast skateboarding. And
I mean, that was a cool event because that was a good South by Southwest all ages event.
We got there late, and because ran into traffic, we had to go pull over in Jarrell. So, but that was cool. That was a cool start. You took some cool pictures.
What'd you do in Jarrell?
Oh, we're going to rewind to Jarrell on our trip down?
Didn't you pay homage to the tornado?
Oh, Jesus.
idol they have built in town?
No, I'm pretty sure I watched a video about Anne Heche.
Oh, yeah. Anne Heche's butthole. Let's all come inside.
At a McDonald's parking lot.
So, yeah, we after the Vance thing, we kind of walked around and we watched. I think I spent more time watching kids skate than I did Integrity.
Yeah.
So I really don't know if they were a good band or not. I'm leaving that all up to you.
It was a hard, your typical hardcore band.
Was it?
Yeah. And they were getting the kids pumped. They were doing cool tricks and stuff.
Cool.
And things.
Uh-huh. So then we took off for, or we walked
down. We didn't have a bar.
Yeah, there
problem
was
problem number one.
No bar there.
It was beer. You could buy a beer.
You could buy beer. No alcohol.
There was no running a tab or anything like that, I don't think, there. So we,
for two guys that are trying to watch their figure.
Yeah.
We enjoy having
full access to fattening products.
Well, what we want is a
Tito's.
Yeah, we wanted some Tito's and tonic and Tito's and soda.
So we went across the street
to the Craftsman.
I like that bar. The Craftsman's a cool bar.
Now, the Craftsman is an old house that they just kind of gutted, left the walls up, threw a bar in there and a cooler.
Yeah.
And said, hey, come party here. Oh, and here's a little stage. Let's do this.
Yeah, nice atmosphere. A little pricey, though.
A little pricey, but it's fun. It was, when we got there, it was kind of vacant until the moms came in with their babies.
Man, I did not just see that that night, by the way, which we saw twice that night.
Yes, we did.
I saw some of that tonight, too.
There's going to be a lot of shaming
strip club
on people.
We weren't supposed to say that on the show where
probably
that we
not.
Went there.
But this is a strip club with a daycare.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a job there.
Yeah. So, yeah, these wine moms, we'll call them that, because
okay.
They weren't really hippie moms and they weren't really Austinite moms. They were wine moms. They were the ones that were like, I just had
a
baby.
I had a rough week.
And this baby's so little and he's chewing my nipples off that I need to go have wine with the girls type scene. And yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah, they sat right behind us. And they were having a good time.
Held a baby while they drank their mixed cocktail.
Yeah, it's funny how they freaking are ordering their drinks and passing a baby around.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get it. I understand.
don't start that yet. Although you've already heard it on the recording.
Oh, it's spackled all over the place.
It's spackled. Like I did the other night. I spackled some things all over the place.
But they were having a good time. I'm not hating on them. I mean, if you can't get out, like, I mean, think about it. We're bitching about it and stuff because we're like, the nerve. You're going to bring a baby to a bar and we're trying to fucking watch music.
You're
we
got to
hear this fucking baby screaming. What a bunch of assholes. But
trying
if they
to play cornhole and your baby's yelling at me.
But if you think about it, there's a lot of transplants that live in Austin. And so there's probably a lot of couples that don't have they don't have the money to spend on some high dollar babysitter or daycare center that's open that late.
Are you really trying to justify this?
I'm not trying to justify it because I think it's bad for the kids' ears. But I started feeling bad because I'm like, we're just kicking this couple. Because there was another couple at the
next stop
Pony,
we went to.
Stay Golden Pony.
Yeah, the next stop after the Craftsman was right next door to it was the hand-drawn record showcase at Stay Gold.
Stay Gold, Pony Boy.
And at Stay Gold,
Pony Boy,
there was a couple in there with a baby, and there were loud bands playing.
I mean, come on, not
loud.
Like loud
hand-drawn
was
bands.
The Lost Will, which we'll get to.
Yeah, no, that was ultra loud. But these were still loud bands.
Too loud for a baby to be just
a
sitting there.
A baby should not be in that environment. And I should have kicked that mom right in the cunt.
She was very pretty, though.
That's why I should have done it.
But
I would like to destroy something that's beautiful.
I do have this question, though. If you do that, and you bring your kid to a live show, why don't you at least put like some earmuffs on it or something?
I would.
because that's...
You got to put something on it.
Your hearing's developing like up until like the age of three, isn't it?
Now, some of our friends, our dear close friends in this podcasting and band-making world, have children.
Yeah.
And they also play metal, and they like metal. And from time to time, they will take their kids to a metal concert. And these guys are good fathers because they will put their kids in shooting ear.
Perfect idea.
Plug, mug, headphone things.
Yeah, all right, man.
And that's what should be done, right?
I would think so. If you're going to take your kid to a show and he's not, it's not a full-grown child yet, then you probably want to put some ear protection on it. But I don't know if Austin, like, are they all about other people's rights and stuff that they don't care about the infants and the toddlers? Like, I feel like the toddlers are getting a bad rap in Austin.
Well, Austin is pretty blue. So it's a blue area, and they're very liberal. Maybe they think that if you try to talk to them about protecting their baby's hearing, they will jump your ass and say,
"Which
Hillary fought for this. Hillary fought so I could bring my baby to the bar."
This is funny because I was talking about this to a couple of people. If you listen to the national media and all the narratives and stuff, you would think that Austin's this volatile town where there's just people yelling and pissed off and, "I hate guns. I love sanctuaries." Did you see any of that? I didn't see one person giving a shit about politics down there.
We didn't go to the areas where it would have been seen. If it was going to be seen anywhere by protesters, it would have been in
by the Capitol.
It'd be like the heart is 6th and Red River. That's the middle of everything. And that's you would have seen it. You probably would have seen it 6th Congress, 6th Red River.
I think it's a false narrative.
I don't know.
I didn't even know that Austin was a sanctuary city until you fucking told me while we were down there.
Don't listen to No Agenda very well.
Who, me?
Yeah, they talk about it like every 5 episodes about how it's a sanctuary city.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard him talk about Oakland and stuff, but I've never heard Adam talking about
He talks Austin about it all the time. And he talks about the homeless people sleeping in libraries and stuff. And
I've heard John talk about how you can take a shit anywhere in San Francisco.
And that's why we should go. Because when I eat a lot of barbecue and spicy food, I'd like to just be able to shit wherever I want. Not have to hunt down some type of closure that has toilet paper for me to use and no one else can see.
I get bathrooms.
I get it. I understand what bathrooms are for.
Sometimes you just want to shit outside.
But, yeah.
Which is funny because...
You just want to rub your ass across the lawn.
Which is funny.
Like a dog.
So, the first...
I don't like this
first
red
pulled
cover.
Over, when we pulled in by the Moon Tower on last night, on Thursday night, I had to visit a port-a-john that was right there where we parked.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gift lift for me.
What was it?
It was feces.
Oh, maybe that was people from San Francisco here for South by Southwest. They're like,
That's piss. That okay? So that gets on my nerves. I'm like, you're in a porta potty. You made it to the porta potty, and you didn't shit all over the porta potty, but you left this little fucking little, right there on the back of the toilet.
It is.
Come
very
on,
odd.
Man. That's just a blatant asshole move.
It is.
No pun intended.
No, it is. Only assholes do that. So
we went to the hand-drawn
record.
That is pun intended.
So we're at hand-drawn, and we saw Big City Lights, which was kind of a cool band. I think that's their name. They're
Fist City.
No, that was later. Big City Lights was, I think that's their name. They're from Austin. They're the only hand-drawn record artist record band thing from Austin.
Yeah, and our main boys that were there was Henry the Archer.
Who was after that Big City thing? Cutthroat Finches, which you have so many hot sports opinions about.
No, I don't have really any opinions at all.
That's not what you were firing off while we were sitting there. Griping.
I don't gripe about live music, man.
I thought 18-wheelers weren't allowed to drive after a certain time.
So the the Henry the Archer set was awesome. They looked sharp. Everybody was in tune.
You
they
only
tuned
watched
their
half
guitars.
A song. You
Richard,
watched them tune your song.
Richard, why are you fucking wasting my flavor, dude?
Just kidding.
So, no, you're not. So, but we had some other things to go. I think Richard and them knew that we had to take off because there were some other things
we had
to go check out.
No, no, no. We saw a good chunk of their set. We just didn't see the end of it because we wanted to try to get over to the Lost Whale.
Well, Richard's, what I wanted to say real quick, Richard's playing on a new Gibson now, I guess. Is that, when did he get that guitar? Because he wasn't on his Fender.
You know what? That's weird. I think that's the first time I've seen it because he was on the telly.
Yeah,
the last
usually,
few times or whatever.
Well, he
it is.
Usually plays on the Fender. Well, one of his, doesn't he have a black Strat too and a telly that he usually plays? Or is it just a telly?
I don't know.
Anyway, I've never seen him play a Fender though.
Gibson?
It sounded, or yeah, Gibson. I've never seen him play the Gibson and it sounded good.
Part of that royalty money rolling in.
It's fans, man.
The fans buying stuff.
There's a lot of Henry the Archer fans at South by Southwest.
There were. There really were.
Yeah, I know.
That was kind of cool to see.
They're rapey.
Mm-hmm. I got touched in weird spots.
Yeah, but Henry the Archer did Fort Worth proud. They lit it up. They did do that.
They did. And I know Henry the Archer.
I get it.
They like to go down there, and they like to play some music. And they do. And the fans really liked it.
And I get it, this whole rock and roll thing. You know, you put your guitar on an amp and you play it.
You play some rock and roll and you think about, you know, you sing about people and places and things and ideas. And sometimes they're plural. Sometimes
we go?
They're
so where did descriptive. Did we go straight to Lost Well from Stay Gold Pony? Boy.
Well, we had to stop at the Moon Tower. As we left Stay Gold, we got in the truck and we
took a picture.
Whipped around the corner and took some pictures of the Moon Tower because.
Well, this is where the night
old
starts
man
getting
Pickford,
fuzzy a little bit. Like, I don't.
We broke up the house party and we had to find a new place to have the kegger.
You want to talk a little Moon Tower? Because I'm fascinated by those things now, man.
I think what we should do is
a whole show on moon towers.
Do a whole show on these moon towers because there's so many crazy things about them.
So is Austin, Texas, the only place in Texas that has moon towers?
Yes.
And the theory is that they were put in Austin because of Jack the Ripper.
They were put in Austin when electricity wasn't widely available like it is today. And the from my understanding is that the outlying areas where these moon towers are put, there were some put through downtown, but mainly the outlying neighborhoods, when it became nighttime, there just wouldn't be any light, period. No street lights, no nothing. And so they started putting these moon towers to simulate having a full moon all the time.
Yeah, okay.
And there used to be a whole bunch of them, and their lights like kind of overlapped each other. Now there's just a handful left. And they did it to help reduce crime. And
what time period are we talking here? Do you happen to know?
I don't know.
If we had a producer, that'd be a good thing to look up.
But I was watching this other documentary about the 70s where they said the lights were put up when they were building the old power plant and that drunk freshmen would climb them. And after like three beers, they would fall and hit their heads on every rung.
So the Jack the Ripper thing is bullshit then?
No.
There's no way, because we're talking about two different time periods now. Jack the Ripper.
That was around that time period is when they were put up. They're that old.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, and so that other theory, not the Dazed and Confused theory I just said.
Yeah.
But the other theory was that, okay, so Jack the Ripper did all his stuff in London and then
went missing.
No one, he was never caught, and then shortly after he did all this stuff in London and stopped, there started to be slayings in Austin that were pretty much done the exact same way
yeah.
Jack the Ripper was doing them, and yet news at that time hadn't crossed the Atlantic.
They didn't have Twitter.
They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Reddit back then.
They didn't have TV either.
They did not. So
no Super Nintendo.
And the crows, if you put a tied something to their feet, they wouldn't make it because it's too big of a body of water. So
and your sparrows, they didn't make them either. They didn't make it.
They didn't. And so what they, a bunch of scientists and historians and stuff have gone back and said, you know, it's almost too coincidental that that happened, that they think it really was Jack the Ripper moved to America
and moved to Austin,
moved
Texas.
To Austin and continued for a little while. And I don't remember how many people were murdered around this time, but
interesting stuff for sure.
Who was the guy that climbed the UT Tower and shot that day?
Like Henry Winkler? No.
No, wasn't he in
the Fonzie?
The Fonzie? Is that before or after he jumped the shark? Henry Winkler climbed the UT Tower, just started shooting people.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, I guess.
You know, Eric and Tim and I came down to Austin one year to do some photo shooting around, just kind of playing around, and we went up in the UT Tower.
Yeah.
Because we're ghouls. And all I, like, the tour guide would not talk about the shooting at all.
He didn't talk about Henry?
At all. He did not. And so finally we get to the end of the tour, and the guy's kind of like, all right, well, that ends what I'm going to, my spiel.
Did you do, hey, whoa. I happened to notice.
No, so I actually did that. I was like, he's like, y'all can look around and stuff. I said, all right. I said, why don't you talk about the shooting at all? And he said, these are students that are giving these tours. And he's like, we're told not to talk about it.
We're told. They don't want to talk about that stuff.
Unless it's brought up.
Yeah.
You know, you have to ask. So once we ask, then he took us around the tower and showed us all the bullet holes of where the police department fired back.
Yeah.
At John Wilkes Booth. No, that's the guy that killed.
It's really foggy in, north of Austin, Texas.
North of Austin, Texas. You have
like fun. I just want to sound like that Chad dude now every time I talk.
From last week's show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really interesting doing the.
So
UT
what
Tower
about
murder.
You mentioned something else on the? We were on the riverboat, which we'll get to here in a shit. Hopefully by the time we get home, but. You mentioned something about how they were patterned around Austin in the pattern of the state of Texas.
Yeah, so I was told this a long time ago by my uncle, and I was like, there's no way that the moon towers originally, before Austin grew huge, they were the shape of Texas around Austin. That was the main layout. So that way, if you were flying over from the air,
yeah,
you could see the outline shape of Texas by these bright lights. But, of course, eventually Austin outgrew or kept growing and growing, and they went outside the boundaries of these lights.
There's got to be photos of that somewhere, right? Like some kind of like airplane photography, drone photography?
I'd hope so. I mean, they probably had drones back then. They didn't have telegraphs, and they didn't have...
Maybe Henry Winkler had a drone.
Maybe he did.
Him and Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. So, after we left the Moon Tower, we went to the Lost Well.
First time for me.
First time in the Lost Well. We walked in, and this band was shredding ball sack, just going nuts. And we're like, man, these guys are amazing.
Extremely high off of marijuana, too, but at that time as well.
That's the same excuse I would use. But I was the designated driver.
Just saying, man. It's not like we walked in there bone-ass sober and thought this was the most amazing band we ever heard in our life.
You heard like four notes, bum-rushed the stage, and just started a pit up. You're like, we're pitting this shit up.
Turn the house lights on.
And then you wave to a bunch of guys, and you're like, wall of death.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I want to see you over here on this side and you over here on this side. There's a lot of bikers at that bar, dude.
It is a biker bar. It's a 1% bar. So we were watching it, watching this band, and we're like, I wonder who this is.
Because they're playing music.
They're playing music. They're playing metal.
We have to be very careful with this part of our show.
And we're watching, and we're like, okay, interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. This is weird. And so they get done. And
the guys start getting hate text.
The guys pull out their guitar cases and open them up. And we see that stenciled on their guitar cases is Duel with one L.
We finally met him. Or we saw him. We didn't meet him. I didn't talk to him. But
we finally saw him.
We saw Duel with one L.
I had to fight back the urge because I nearly went up. I nearly did when I was trying to figure out who it was before they pulled the guitar shit out. I nearly walked up to the one lead singer.
Where's Doty?
And if he would have said Duel, I would have gone.
They're not Duel.
With one L?
That's a real thing? No, we were nice. Like, we're good guys. We're like,
we wanted them to enjoy their South by Southwest showcase.
Yeah.
We didn't want to aggravate them.
And I don't fucking know why we can't have a Duel off. Like, that would be a good show. They don't sound... The two bands are polar... They're not the same type of bands. It's... We can do two L's and one L on one bill and then have, like... We could have Brooks be the referee, like a wrestling referee.
So, if you made a Duel with three L's, could you cover both bands?
That's what I'm wondering, man.
You could cover songs from each band that you think are good?
I think you could. You could pick and choose.
Hmm.
And isn't there also a Duel DJ too? Like some DJ Duel or something?
Yep.
And then after Duel after Cube? We got intro Duel Cube?
Duel Cubed is what it would be with three L's. Duel
Quad?
L Cube.
What's Duel Quad? Is that four?
What's four L?
Four shots of L?
I think so, yeah.
We immediately started getting hate from the Dallas Fort Worth people. The fuck are you doing?
From Nick.
In Belvedere. Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that they're prideful about their duelage.
What is this?
What is this?
What are y'all doing?
Yeah. Made us feel like we're cheating.
Yeah. It was truly a complete coincidence that we walked in the middle of their set.
Yeah.
Out of all things.
Well, we were going to see Dixie Witch.
Yeah, we were going to see Dixie Witch.
Haven't seen them in
forever. And Venomous Maximus. And, yeah, I hadn't seen Dixie Witch in forever. And we run in on Duel with one L.
Duel with one L.
That was funny.
Yeah, but what did you think of the Lost Well? Like, the venue?
I've been there a couple times.
Oh, okay. This was my first time.
Yeah, this was
there.
Your first time. So what'd you think of it?
I fucking loved it. It reminded me of some of the places, like that.
Rock Dogs?
It had that. Yeah. Well, no. It has. Like, I don't know. Rock Dogs didn't feel like a place that had.
Lone Star had, Country Club.
Yeah, kind of. But I was thinking more like the Galaxy Club or Orbit Room, like just a dingy place that you used to go when you were young. They had they got stickers everywhere, low ceilings.
What was the Ozzy Rabbit Lounge before it was Ozzy Rabbit Lounge? Right there next to Randy Adams.
Wasn't Joe's Garage. Where was Joe's Garage? It was right over there, wasn't it?
Joe's Garage was on the west side.
Oh. Is that what it reminds you of, though? Whatever that place was?
Yeah, because it was a... God dang it, what was it called? I don't remember who it was.
What, Dogstarry?
Oh, there's you one.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about, though. It was one of those dingy places.
Just, yeah. Weird like, shit hanging on the wall.
It reminded of you when stuff. You were in Exmobius playing fucking little shit shows in the middle of nowhere, but this place had been played by everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone rolls through there.
They all do.
A badass PA.
Uh-huh.
And you might get your throat slit at any moment by a switchblade. There's some scary dudes in there, man.
Were you worried at all?
No. Yeah. I was looking at the exit. I knew where the exits were.
You did?
Yeah.
You had them covered?
Yeah. In case a 1%er fight broke out,
Were you in your attack position?
I scanned the room a few times.
You were ready to drop kick someone with your...
I cleared most of them.
Bow hunting skills?
Most of them I cleared. Hmm. I do a visual check and then I clear them.
How do you clear them?
One's
white. That one's white. That one's white. That Mexican, he's not cleared. Is that the way you do it?
Are you saying I didn't clear Jamie? Are you calling me a racist?
No. But our next stop on this tour, you did get called a racist.
Yeah.
This is stop 5-6
Of Thursday night. Before we had obligations to meet on Friday morning.
Yeah. What time did we roll into the...
I don't know. I have no
Yellow
idea.
Rose?
It seemed... Things got real fuzzy because the owner of the Yellow Rose decided to buy 6 rounds of shots before I'd even tasted my Tito's and soda. Yeah. I had not taken one sip, and I'd already done like 2 rounds of shots. Like, I was a really close to saying, guys, this isn't safe. But I didn't. I didn't say it. And this is when things really started getting fuzzy.
I did not have any shots because I
had a massive headache.
I had a massive headache. I had an allergic reaction on Wednesday night.
Which, we thought we lost you at the Lost Well because we couldn't find you. And then we came out to the car.
I sent y'all a message.
Huh?
I sent y'all a message.
Yeah,
said I was
then we came out here to the car, knocked on the door for like 10 minutes. And we were like, what's going on? Like, because you were asleep in a very weird, awkward position. And we're like, I was like, is he breathing? And then Jeremy was like, yeah, he's breathing. And so we just sat outside the car for like 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden we see you looking on your phone like you had been there the whole time, just watching your phone. And then you unlock the door. Open the door. I was like, do you remember us knocking on the door and trying to and yelling at you and stuff? You had no recollection of that. So I think that shellfish is bad for you.
I think I am done with shellfish for the rest of my life. I'm about to cut out a lot of things out of my life.
You need to be. Me too.
I'm cutting.
I'm about
out.
To cut life out of my life.
Are you? Oh, so. We get to the Yellow Rose, and yeah, shots are flowing.
Lots.
I'm DD.
Ugh.
Y'all are going nuts. The girls are coming over. They're hanging out. They're being like, oh, Matt, we miss you. And oh, Matt, you owe me child support. Oh,
Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast Show.
Yeah, those podcasters are back. I liked last episode with John Pettigo.
John Pettigo's such a nice guy.
He
wrote that album of stories.
That Jesse Fry episode was really weird. She acted strange.
I like Chris Ryan. He has a deep voice, and that deep voice makes me horny.
How come Henry the Archer doesn't come on anymore?
Henry the Archer's a bunch of assholes.
You know who I hate on the air? Who?
On the air?
I wish you guys would kick Ulrich off the show.
Why?
Because I hate Bigfoot.
Huh? I wish y'all would stop doing that Happy Tuesday shit. It gets old.
It's goddamn dumb.
Stupid. Nobody thinks it's funny.
So, now the...
I might do methamphetamines.
I might. So, this is where something happened that... only happens in like Motley Crue biographies and rolling the Led Zeppelin biography of shit that happened to them in their band.
Yeah.
And
I've already told like 6 people this story and I've already gotten the look like, no,
what?
That didn't fucking happen.
And there's no, I'm to the point that no matter how many times we tell this to people that this really happened, they're going to be like, y'all are full of shit. And
they're going to think it's podcast shtick.
They're going to think it's podcast shtick, and this is 100% real. And if I wouldn't have been standing there and then you came up and told me, I'd be like, no. Because first of all...
this didn't happen.
First of all...
shots if you had, Stubbs.
Illegal drugs are never in strip clubs. Ever.
Is Jeremy going to get in trouble if we fucking talk about this?
Ooh. Hmm. Should we text him real quick and ask him what we can talk about this?
We're doing our podcast for Tuesday. Is it cool if we talk about the stripper and the cocaine?
Are you really texting him?
No. Let's just do it. Fuck it.
All right.
We'll find him another gig.
No, if we have till Tuesday to edit it out.
Okay. We can find out.
So, this is, you're going to have to tell a story because... Y'all were
in
a deep conversation.
Well, it wasn't that deep of a conversation.
With this girl.
No, well, okay. A young lady came up and started talking to Jeremy.
Look, there's just a dude sitting in his trunk. Oh, fucking... Oh, he's been over. Never mind.
Oh, he's been over.
He's been over his trunk.
So a young lady came and started, like, you know, stood there in between me and Jeremy, and they started to talk. And he started to say, like, he started to talk noise about her, talking shit, right?
Yep.
Well, somehow they started, you know, going at it, and then he said that she had a blue waffle.
Which they're going at it and having fun with each other.
Yeah, just normal kicking in the balls.
Yeah. Locker room
vulva.
Teasing.
Vulva.
Their mouth vulva.
So, he starts saying that she has a blue waffle, which, kids, if you don't know what a blue waffle is,
Google it. Oh.
Do not Google it. But,
go ahead and Google it.
And she's like, no, I have a pretty vagina. My vagina's beautiful. And so Jeremy started talking. It was like, okay.
It's so beautiful.
And so she pulled her britches down and her underpants and... showed us her vagina, and in the process of doing that, Jeremy noticed a little baggie of white powder in her panties.
Hold on. From when I saw it, it wasn't in her panties. It was in the top of her front bottom crack.
Okay,
between her laboratories.
Yes. Well, I was embarrassed for the whole situation right off the bat because I thought what he was laughing at was that maybe she had a feminine product in or something like that. And I was like, Jeremy's being such a dick. So I just kept looking at him like, What are you doing? Why are you doing this to this poor young lady?
Don't do it.
And he goes, look, no, Stubbs, look. And I look back down, and that's about the time that you turned around and started looking, and you're like, oh my gosh, there is a bag of cocaine in this woman's...
Right there.
Crotchulous.
In her laboratories. Between her laboratories, around where the Criterion collection sits.
True story. And then about 30 minutes later, she comes over back to us, like, she changed clothes, like, put different clothes on, which she wasn't in her stripper... outfit anyway
to begin with. No,
yeah, but she put something else on like we weren't gonna remember that was her, and then she started crying,
which you were talking to her. What led her to crying?
I have no idea, man. Like, we I don't know. I thought we were having your typical banter that you have at a strip club after you've seen someone that had cocaine in their panties. Like, there was nothing else. I don't know. Maybe I reminded her of her dad or something, and she fucking, like, it freaked her out or something. I don't know. But she started crying and then took off, bounced.
She had little Bang. Laboratories.
Huh. But yeah, that happened. True story.
I just can't believe that, out of all things, happened.
That kind of runs with, I mean,
All right. Let's put a pause here for sound.
All right, so that's where it ends. Our recorder got a little weird on the way back home. We weren't paying attention to battery levels. Matt and I kept, I don't know, going on about who knows what for the next, almost the entire drive back home. And we looked down and the recorder wasn't working. So we're going to stop right there. Part two will come up. We'll talk more about our riverboat experience, how much fun those showcases were, and you'll get to hear us do some audio from inside the Yellow Rose. That was pretty crazy. We sat down with Miss Nude World and Miss Nude Pole Dancing and Miss Nude something. I don't know. It's all crazy. But it'll be in part two coming up later this week. So enjoy and come out. See me play. It'll be fun. Some Jesse Fry funness. If you need more info on the dates and times, just look up Jesse Fry on Facebook or go to my Facebook page. All right, later.